Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is January 27th, 2026. Here's Esther right here getting down. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. I'm trying to figure out why it looks like there's a glare over here. It's very strange, but it looks like there is a glare over here. But there really is. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I move it a little bit. Okay, that looks a little better. Okay, I moved it a little bit. Welcome to everybody jumping in. Sorry I'm late. I had to deal with some things with Chris, and so it delayed me for just a moment. But I'm here now, and welcome to all of you jumping in. Let's see, in the United States and around the world, I saw Canada already come in. So hello, God bless you in Alberta, Canada. I see Golden Valley, Arizona, South Carolina, Ohio, Mesa, Arizona. God bless you. Woodinville, Washington. Hello to you. God bless you. Elwood City, Pennsylvania. God bless you. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Oh, we praying for you there, Greg Hoffman in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with what's going on. God bless you. You're in a tough territory. Oh, let's see. Hedwig, Texas and Oregon, God bless you. Australia, God bless you. Juanita in Australia, very happy to have you with us. And Scotland, God bless you as well. Shalom to you. Snowy Northern New York, I hear you. We got almost 30 inches, people. 30 inches. I had four young adults staying at my house for 2 days in order to work. I was running Camp Ark of Grace. That's all I could say. And they came and they stayed here for 2 days, our sanctuary employees. And I cooked nonstop for 2 days because in 30 inches of snow, DoorDash ain't coming, people. So I had to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all of them. It was fun, though. They did an amazing job, too. They really worked. I mean, they shoveled nonstop. Okay. Oh, let's see who else is coming on. Hold on. Looking Indiana. God bless you. Michigan, God bless you. Iowa, God bless you as well. I'm trying to go down on the chat here. I think I'm at the bottom of the chat, and I'm waiting for it to, there it goes. Long Island, I see you. God bless you. North Dakota, hello. Newport News, Virginia, God bless you as well. Schenectady, New York, an hour and a half north of me. God bless you to our neighbors who are watching from New York. I see Kentucky and Texas. God bless you guys. Oh, let's see. Danville, Illinois. South Africa. Hello to our wonderful viewers in South Africa who are jumping on tonight. The Chicago suburbs. God bless you as well. New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey. God bless you. I see Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, as well as Lone Tree, Colorado. So God bless all of you watching tonight. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Guys, I got some serious stuff to get into tonight. This is like high octane stuff we're about to get into tonight. The Lord had me up during the night, not last night, but the night before, just praying and writing and doing what he was asking me to do. So we're going to open up in prayer. First and foremost, we have to give this over to the Lord, and then we are going to be off and running tonight. I have a word from the Lord to share. I have other things connected to it that I need to share as well, so we will get into all of that in just a few minutes. So let's humble ourselves before the Lord, invite the presence of the Holy Spirit in, and we'll be off and running. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. Father, we praise you. You are Almighty God. We praise you. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, I just give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father God, we just love you and we praise you, Father God. We praise you that you are ever present, Father God, the Alpha and Omega, that you are an ever present help in times of trouble, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run to it and they are safe. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short, Father God. Lord, we praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth in the form of a man, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Lord, we praise you that he was the sacrifice for our sins, that he was beaten for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we so legally apply the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, Father, and we praise you that Christ reconciled us, paid the price in full, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And he miraculously, Father God, rose again on the third day, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. Father, we honor this immense sacrifice, Father God, that was made this day. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your presence come in, the weight of your glory, Father God. Let your power, your might, your truth, your authority saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Lord, let the weight of your conviction, Father God, come down, Father God, on those who are watching. Let them feel the weight of your presence, Father. Let them walk circumspectly before you, Father God. Lord, you are on the highest throne. There is none like you. There's none that could ever match you, Father God. Lord, I ask tonight you go before us, you be our front and rear guard. Order our words tonight, Father. Order my words, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, and order our steps, for the steps of the righteous are indeed ordered of the Lord. Father, I just ask you, fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father God. Lord, that you, Father God, just your presence comes in, Father God, and makes, Lord, your heart known, Father God. Lord, that makes what you have to say from the throne of God, from the court of heaven known tonight, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I just ask, Lord, Father, that you continue to go before us tonight, Father God, as we mightily go forth in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Father, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to guard the north, south, east, and west, above and below, and against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, attack, hex, vex, spell, sorcery, curse, witchcraft, any form of weaponized demonic activity. We command these to be destroyed and scattered by the holy fire of God. Cast out now. Be dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, Father God. And let it be cast out, Father God, to not return or have anything sent to this place in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. Lord, we humble ourselves, Father God, before your holiness tonight, Father God. We humble ourselves, Lord, before you, knowing you are God, you are the great I am, and that there is no other, Father God. We praise you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we praise you for every breath we are given, Father God, for it is a gift from you. And we praise you for your grace. We praise you for your mercy, Father God. We praise you that you are absolutely good, that you are our Father in heaven, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father. And we give this over to you tonight, Father God. Lord, and we just bring before you the sacrifice of praise tonight, Lord, as we go forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. Very happy to have you with us. If you could share this broadcast, we very much appreciate it right now. Like and subscribe. There are some heavy things to say tonight. We would very much appreciate it. There's a lot I'm going to get into. I'm going to start with the word from the Lord, and we're going to go from there because there's things attached to it that I have to talk about as well. And I'm going to say this as a disclaimer before I begin. When you have to talk about nations and leaders, it is a very serious thing. And I walk circumspectly before the Lord doing it, because it is not easy to be a leader. It is not easy to be the leader of the United States of America. It is a very difficult and treacherous task. It is not easy amongst all of that power and the individuals that surround that leader, Father, that may not be walking the way they should, to try to stay on the straight and narrow with the Lord. It is very, very difficult. And when the Lord gives me words to say, they are always to try to course correct and encourage a course correction, because the Lord loves that leader and he doesn't want to see anything happen to them. And the Lord will always warn first gently and softly and then publicly in order to try to get that leader, that nation, to course correct. So I say it in all humility that it is very difficult to be in leadership and to be the president of the United States of America and to be in the cabinet. It is a very hard task. It is like going into a snake pit. It's like being in the lion's den. It is a place where jackals are, where demons fight for territory. It is a place of the flesh. It is a place of lust. It is a place of brokenness to try to walk that out with the Lord. It is hard. And I don't think enough people say this before they give a word, that I understand to a degree the weight that is on them. And I understand to a degree the stalking from the kingdom of darkness that goes on against them to try to lure them into traps to destroy them. And it is a very, very difficult task that they are faced with. And this is why we as the church have to be the watchman. We as the church have to intercede. We as the church have to come before the court of God and make the case. It is we as the church that have to do that in order to attempt to help these leaders in the spirit, which affects the natural, in order for them to complete the call they have been given. Because many leaders have fallen off track and they have never completed the call they have been given. And so I just want to say that as a disclaimer before we begin tonight and before I read this word of the Lord and talk about the other things I'm going to talk about. Very serious time we're in right now. I feel the weight of it in the realm of the spirit. The enemy has entered a time, and this is coming in my spirit real time, of provocation. He wants to provoke leaders to get in the flesh and to get angry and to be lording of the flesh so he can attempt to attack them. And the best thing they can do when that happens is to immediately stop themselves, ask for forgiveness, and course correct, because you're giving the enemy very little leeway in that regard. But he has entered a time of serious provocation, and you have to be on guard, and leadership of this nation, especially right now, has to be on guard. So I'm going to read the word of the Lord, and then we're going to talk about other things as well. This came in on the 26th of January. January 26, 2026. So 26:26, at approximately 3:30 a.m. Is when I was in prayer and this word came. And this is what the word of the Lord says. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endureth forever. He is righteous and just and rules from the highest throne, far above the man-made thrones of the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, pride has gone forth into the earth to cultivate in an hour of great tumult, in an hour of birth pangs, in an hour of tribulation among nations. Pride has gone forth as the purveyor of the flesh to allure leadership into stepping upon a road of treachery that I, the Lord thy God, have not ordained. Thus says the Lord, pride cometh before destruction. Pride makes the way straight. Pride opens the gate and makes conditions legally right in the spirit for destruction to have a claim and a stake to those who have eaten its fruit, says the Lord. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, says the Lord. And flesh has become the ruling party amongst the collection of voices in the White House, says the Lord. Pride has puffed up its position amongst those who are making decisions of the flesh and not of the spirit. The leaders of this world who do not serve me, says the Lord, who are at enmity with me, who have become an enemy and have risen in defiance against me, those leaders in this time are attempting to goad in the flesh the leadership of the United States into battles I, the Lord, did not call them to fight, that I, the Lord, did not ratify them to enter. It's a trap, says the Lord. It's a trap. For amongst the tumult, a trap has been set. A baiting, a come let us reason together. It is not reason but treason, says the Lord. The enemy has carefully studied the weakness of the president of your nation, says the Lord. He has meticulously studied the weakness in the armor, says the Lord, and is attempting in this time through pride to lure leadership into turning away from the mission that I, the Lord, have ratified and turning to a counterfeit mission, for advisors around the president have already given themselves over to such and have lured the president into stepping into the path of pride, the path of vendetta, where personal vendettas have become idolatrous instead of trusting me, the Lord thy God, enough to deal with his enemies. Pride has hardened the president in areas where I, the Lord, require him to be willing to submit, says the Lord. That hardness of heart has caused a spiritual deafness amongst his advisors, says the Lord. Nations in this time, under the leading of the kingdom of darkness, will attempt to lure the president out into a meeting that is an ambush, says the Lord. For pride is in the peace board, says the Lord. Pride is in the peace board. Now, he's not saying that necessarily about President Trump, but he's saying somewhere in that peace board, it's there. And the enemy is utilizing rejection as a bait to make the conditions right, to cause personal vengeance to become an idol above what I, the Lord, capitals, require the president to do in this time. Global alliances are shifting, says the Lord. The nations are being sifted. They are being shaken, says the Lord. There are fractures and realigning and an attempt to reset what does not belong together. However, in this time of desperation is being brought together in order to preserve territories. Territories are under the threat of being lost by such darkness that have held for decades. And in this time, it is under threat, says the Lord. The leadership of France is hidden under a cloak of darkness that shall soon be torn and revealed, greater than what has already been seen. For the plots that leader makes and the deals with darkness he has curated is meant to destroy rival leadership and who stands in the way of the reordering he has committed to. I see the bounties, Macron, says the Lord, that you have set. I see the bounties you have agreed to. I see the attempts on the lives of what you deem as a threat to your crumbling empire. The contracts you have made in secret with nations of the East, those contracts will be exposed in a great spectacle. Contracts of destruction, contracts to shed blood, and an attempt to save your seat. However, says the Lord, for what you have done, a wage shall be exacted upon you in this season, where a trail of mysteries that you have left so shall will be revealed and brought to the forefront. Your own vaults shall be opened. Your own documents that you yourself signed with the blood of your own people shall be revealed. And your plots against other world leaders to bait them into an ambush shall be exposed, says the Lord. Pride shall now be your judge and jury. For I, the Lord thy God, am dealing with the rogue leaders, says the Lord, with those who have rebelled against my commands, against my covenants. Both Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu have been tempted by pride to step into territory that I, the Lord, have not ordained them to take possession of. For pride has been the tempter. Destruction is not far behind, says the Lord. You must course correct now, says the Lord. You must course correct now. For a double fall lurks at the door, says the Lord. Sin is crouching at the door and desires to master and lord over you. There will be a shakeup with the cabinet in the United States and in Israel, says the Lord. There will be a spectacle, a shakeup, a purposeful sifting, for darkness has entered the hearts of men and women. Fleshly compromise has been the table they have so feasted at, and rebellion has risen up in the White House looking to dominate and bring an outcry that will cause weeping and wailing in your nation if it is allowed to so have its way, says the Lord. For the enemy is seeking to devour and cause a woe, W-O-E, upon the nation that will fracture and weaken your entire nation and cause the predator nations of the earth to rise up at once and attempt to take dominion over what I, the Lord, am in covenant with. Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord, resist the proud, and I give strength to the humble. Humble, capital yourselves before me in this time, leadership of the United States. Humble, capital yourselves before me, leadership of Canada and Mexico. Humble yourselves before me, leadership of England. Humble yourselves before me, O leadership of China and North Korea. For some of you have but moments left before shock will run through the world at your removal, says the Lord. James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resisting without submitting is nothing more than rebellion, says the Lord. And that is the aroma that is attempting to permeate and facilitate and broker deals I, the Lord, have not ratified be made. President Trump, those with wrong motive around you are pushing you to make deals out of rebellion and vengeance out of their own hardness of heart. It is a trap. Do not pen your signature to such, says the Lord. And that I'm heated up just reading this. I have to be honest with you right now. That is where the word ended, right there with that warning. Now it's James 4:7, and we are in the 47th presidency. So James 4:7 is a direct scripture for President Trump to follow like a roadmap. And I'm very serious about that. I'm very serious about that. That is a scripture for him to trust like a roadmap. And I'm going to tell you, President Trump has done some amazing things. Don't get me wrong. Oh, he has. You know, the Lord preserved his life for this. But the enemy is trying to prematurely cut that short by using his own weaknesses and the weaknesses of his cabinet against him right now. Now, there's another word I want to read. We have to go back to the 24th, Christmas Eve, for this word, because it's important that this one gets read too. But the Lord has given warnings for many nations in this word. And he is warning about vendetta and vengeance. And that if that's the path that is taken, that is rebellion. That is not allowing the Lord to deal with their enemies. And that will open the door for premature assignments to actually come to fruition. Pride is the announcer of destruction. Pride announces the way, clears the way, and calls for the destruction and summons it because the conditions have been made right. We have to remember that. Pride is the issue right now. In a little while, we're going to play for you some clips because I said that last week, actually. I think it was towards the beginning of the week on a broadcast when I was talking about pride and this nation and Leviathan. And we're going to play that in a little while. But I want to read to you the word from the Lord. And it's a very sobering word. But when the Lord puts these, it's not to embarrass that particular leader that he's trying to warn. It's actually to warn them because he loves them enough that he doesn't want to see this happen to them. And so it's always when he's doing something like this, the Lord, and he's trying to warn them to stop, it's because he sees where the line is, and he is trying in his love and in his shepherd, because God is the shepherd. We are the under shepherds. He is the good shepherd, trying to stop the sheep from going past the boundary. Okay. And this is why sometimes these words are given, especially if it's urgent. And there is an urgency in this word. There is a very serious urgency in this word. Like when you see someone going towards a cliff and you scream at them and you make all sorts of hand motions to get their attention so they'll stop. That's the nature of this word. Now, December 24th, 2025, word of the Lord. We have to read this because this was the precursor, this word. This word was the precursor in a way to this word. And this word was given December 24th, 2025. And this is what it says. Almighty God resists the proud. He gives strength to the humble. The monarch of the sons of pride is that serpent Leviathan, a creature of the abyss. Thus says the Lord, in this hour, I, the Lord, am mounting up a resistance and resisting the proud. I, the Lord, am the force that shall publicly and privately resist such, for you shall see in this time a heavy resistance and a blockade against those who have submitted to the monarch of pride, those who have indulged and swallowed its fruits that appears sweet at first, but brings forth bitter gall in speech and action, says the Lord. James 4:7, therefore, submit to God, resist, capital, the devil, and he shall flee from you. For I, the Lord thy God, in this hour am bringing a conviction of submission that shall resist and be a heavy weight to the proud. The more they fight against such, the more they verbally curse and attack, the heavier and more crushing shall be the resistance to their voices of influence, to platforms, to personal, who appear inflated and indestructible. However, shall self-destruct in this hour, for I, the Lord, shall rule from my throne, and the monarch of pride will hand them over, says the Lord. Pride cometh before destruction. Pride has puffed up its announcement, says the Lord. Pride has brought forth the clash of the titans within companies of voices who claim to be conservative, who claim to know me. However, says the Lord, you have become a stranger to me, says the Lord, for you have befriended the beast of burden, which is pride, and you have made deals with such poor conscience, it has led you to a cliff, says the Lord. The peak of pride brings forth a sharp decline, says the Lord. Though amidst pride some truth permeates, the greater and heavier root of pride manipulates, says the Lord. The scroll of humility has gone out, says the Lord, for I give strength to the humble. The humble shall be strengthened and increased in this hour. The humble willing to speak truth, harder truth, while submitted to me, says the Lord. The humility I seek, says the Lord, is what shall increase in this hour. For pride saturated the airwaves, and those revered shall soon be saturated in jeers for the darkness they laced into the light in order to manipulate to be a titan and stature that has brought fleeting success that shall take a very sharp turn, says the Lord. Conservatives of influence, leaders, governors, the church, says the Lord, heed this warning. For tables shall turn, names shall plummet, for they were propped up by what was corruptible and contemptible. Voices will shift, names shall fade, organizations will shake, says the Lord, who have allowed the monarch in for influence on a grand stage. For the flesh is the tender for pride's goods, and that is what shall be purged, says the Lord. They so want a spectacle they shall receive, and a charade of a name shall be exposed as pride now turns on them. The window of grace is closing on such, for disorder and decay rule over those who claim to be for me, however serve foreign principalities that have them in chains, that they have mistaken for influence and gain. That is about to change, says the Lord, for the wage has come due, and my faithful who have spoken truth and have continued to call people back to me, their shepherd, and who have brought conviction to the forefront to gather my flock to me, I shall promote in this hour in ways that will drop a plumb line in this hour of what I, the Lord, am requiring in this season. The lawmakers, the influencers, the leaders who are feasting at the table of the monarch of pride will suddenly find that table empty as correction overturns that table publicly. Leave that table now. Repent and come back unto me, says the Lord, for pride shall now be their judge and jury, and the fruit of famine so it produces, in an hour where the humble, the truthful, those who speak with the conviction of the word and the warnings of the time, shall see rivers of living water and tributaries suddenly open in their lives, some even overnight, says the Lord. Pursue my will, says the Lord, as pride is purged, the ranks are shuffled, and the voice is rearranged. For you are entering a window of time many will call unusual, however a moment ordained from my throne. Know this day you serve a mighty God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think, according to the power that works within you. That power in the pursuit of my will shall bring forth keys that open doors for the faithful while they lock for those who have sold their birthright for pride. I am God, there is no other. I am, says the Lord, and I am coming again. Thus says the Lord of hosts. In the name of Jesus Christ. That word was given to me Christmas Eve from the Lord. That word was the precursor and the warning, I believe, to this word. And that is why I wanted to read that word as well. And we all should be humbling ourselves before the Lord. We all should be doing that. Nobody gets so good in life that they come anywhere close to Almighty God. Nobody should think so highly of themselves that God can't teach them, he can't redirect them, he can't correct them. We should constantly be checking our heart condition, our heart posture, and humbling ourselves before the Lord. It is difficult to be a leader. It is hard to be around the information, to be around the issues, to be around the people and the cesspool that Washington, D.C. is. It's hard. It's hard to be a leader when it comes to these states right now, these bluer states that are totally just overturning everything to the wolves and allowing chaos in their streets. However, God gives a period of grace and then that grace period thins. And then he has to bring correction and he has to deal with it. And so we as the church have to be the watchman. We have to be interceding. We have to be praying. We have to be crying out before the throne of God for our leaders, for our pastors right now, because the enemy in this time is looking to take pastors as prey. He is looking to completely destroy the call. He is looking to make the church look like a freak show. So that is what is at the forefront instead of the conviction of God and the fact that people need to repent and come back to the Lord. Now, I'm going to say a few other things here too. I got this on the 26th as well, and I want you to listen carefully to how I'm going to say this. And I'm going to start with Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to go to President Trump. Charlie Kirk, I believe, had a door open from agreements and covenants he made that allowed the enemy to invoke a legal right to attempt to prematurely take him out. An assignment of premature death. And that assignment legally got through that door because of agreements he made and documents he signed. Because these things hold weight in the spirit. And he probably unknowingly, like he did this and didn't realize the intense spiritual implications of what he was doing. But I believe the enemy was able to manipulate and trick him in some areas that then Charlie Kirk did not know how to legally undo. Why am I saying this? Well, I'm saying this because of the next part here. Okay. And that's sad when that happens. This is why we as believers have to understand spiritual warfare and have to understand how to dismantle what the enemy tries to legally ratify. In this time, we have to, as believers, understand this. Now, why am I saying this? Well, now I'm going to say this. Mr. President, with all due respect for your position and that you are the leader of this nation and all you are doing, it is crucial in this time you be very careful about agreements you make and documents you sign. There are some documents they are attempting to rush your signature on without you reading what is truly fully in it. Be careful what you agree to and what you sign, because it will open a door of destruction if you ignore this, because extreme caution must be exercised right now in this time. Be careful who you agree to meetings with. This is the time of Nehemiah 6, attempting to make meetings in order to ambush. leadership. Now, I'm going to get more into that right now. Nehemiah 6:2. Sanballat and Geshem sent word to me, saying, "Come, let us meet together at Chephirim in the plain of Ono." But they were planning to harm me. That's what Nehemiah is saying. So Sanballat and Geshem say, "Come, let us meet here." When the enemy chooses the territory, it's because he has a legal right in that territory. "Come, let us meet together at Chephirim in the plain of Ono." But they were planning to harm me. That's Nehemiah 6:2. The reversal of 6:2 is 2:6. And we are in the year of 2026. We are in the time of reversals between two blood moons marking Purim 2025 and Purim 2026, having to do with agreements made and decrees of destruction going out from those agreements. There are meetings right now being planned by world leaders that, if President Trump agrees to them out of pride and flesh and ignores the spiritual warning signs, destruction is waiting at that meeting, at that door. This is the time of Nehemiah 6. This is a season that we have entered of that when it comes to leaders that God has put in position to rebuild the ruins, to rebuild the desolations. And we're going to read that. Nehemiah 6:1-7. "Now when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, and Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there was no breach left in it, although at that time I had not set up doors in the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent word to me, saying, 'Come, let us meet together at Chephirim in the plain of Ono.' But they were planning to harm me. So I sent messengers to them, saying, 'I am doing a great work and cannot come down.'" That's your answer, President Trump. That's your answer when they try to get you to come meet in their territory. "I am doing a great work for the Lord and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave to come down to meet with you?" They sent word to me 4 times in this way. Which is interesting because a presidential term is 4 years. "And I answered them in the same way. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me in the same way the 5th time with an open letter in his hand. Verse 6, "And it was written, 'It is reported among the neighboring nations, and Geshem is saying that you and the Jews are planning to revolt.'" The enemy is always going to accuse you of the rebellion that he's operating in. "And that is the reason you are rebuilding the wall. And according to these reports, you are to be their king. Also, you have appointed prophets to make a proclamation concerning you in Jerusalem, saying, 'There is a king in Judah.'" They're penning in writing and blaming the prophets, because what the prophets were saying was from the Lord and was a threat. "And now these things will be reported to the Persian king." Who are they going to be reported to? The Persian king. What nation is falling right now between two blood moons, both marking Purim from the book of Esther that took place in Persia? Iran. "So come now and let us consult together. Come now, let us reason together." Now, the open letter contains fake news. You see, you think fake news is a new thing. It's not. It's actually a very ancient tactic that has been reworked in a modern day technologically advanced society. "And a rumor and a narrative that was not true put into writing to give the appearance of officialness and truth. The accusation was the bait to lure Nehemiah into this meeting where they planned to ambush him, where they attempted to do it through a rumor that they knew was serious enough of an accusation and an attempt to not only get Nehemiah in his flesh to go try to defend himself instead of letting God defend him, but it was an attempt to get the high official leaders and kings in the land to take it seriously as a threat. They were trying to deem Nehemiah a threat. They were trying to get the king in his flesh to deem Nehemiah as a threat. And they were trying to get Nehemiah in his flesh to go try to defend himself instead of allowing Almighty God to do it. The accusation had to be large enough that leaders would take notice of it. And this is why they did it this way. If you do not do what we want and meet with us, we are going to take this narrative that is not true and report it to the king and have you accused of revolting, which is insurrection, and be accused of what you are not doing because we are desperate to maintain this territory for the spiritual rulers and powers of the land. This is very similar to the entrapment that was utilized against Daniel in Babylon. The sorcerers, the magicians, all conspiring against Daniel to entrap him and sculpt a narrative to the king, who was Darius, that was serious enough to have Daniel removed. Because again, the territorial rulers were under threat in the realm of the spirit of losing that area to the Lord. Because when somebody called of God, anointed of God, set apart of God, steps their foot onto the soil of that territory, it begins to, in the realm of the spirit, change it, which begins to then change the trajectory in the natural. This is why it's so important for the cabinet and the president to be led of the spirit so they don't carry out the desires of the flesh. They're trying to goad them into a fight in the flesh and into defending themselves and transgressing the Lord when God says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It is mine. It is not yours. With the power I've given to exact, it is mine to pay the wage." And that is biblical. There's going to be a meeting that President Trump is going to be asked to, that may involve France, Russia, and a Middle Eastern or North African nation. It's an ambush. You cannot let them choose the location of the meeting. You cannot let them set the terms. This is a Sanballat and Tobiah ambush moment. It's coming up fast. President Trump needs to decline the terms of that meeting. And he needs to say to them, "I am doing a great work here. I do not have time to come down to you." If they want to meet with them so bad, let them have to come to the White House and have them come to the covenant land of the United States of America. He cannot let them set the terms. They're going to try. And they're going to try to bait him in the flesh the way Nehemiah was baited in the flesh. And it's to ambush and harm him and prematurely cut short his tenure. Men are about to lose empires. They're desperate. It's a wounded animal situation. The enemy is about to lose territories he's held for decades. And when all else fails, he'll try to goad them in the flesh and make false accusation and make them step into trying to defend themselves. When it's an accusation out of the spirit, so therefore it is the job of Almighty God from his court to defend you. It's not your job. Now, here's where the prophets come in also. And it said in Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, "Also we will report what the prophets are proclaiming." You know why? Because the enemy knew what the prophets were saying was true. Those particular ones. You had Ezra in there. You had other prophets in there. What they were proclaiming, the enemy knew was true. He knew it was coming from the court of God. He knew this was coming from Almighty God. And them proclaiming it was putting it into the atmosphere and the soil of the land, and it was beginning to be ratified. And the people were working and coming to agreement with the word. This is a turning point where the prophets were now seen as a threat by the foreign lands of enemies that surrounded Nehemiah. Seen as a threat and as a mouthpiece for the Lord and as speakers of truth. That can alter an entire nation. And the truth they are speaking So the other part of this plan to manipulate a false prophecy and claim the prophets have spoken such and are encouraging such. So the prophets were speaking the truth of the Lord. What they wanted to do was take it and mangle it and manipulate it and turn it into something that would be a threat to the king of Persia. But it was put in writing. We will report what the prophets are proclaiming. Because they realized the prophets were a key to Nehemiah rebuilding. They realized the prophets and what they were proclaiming from the Lord was actually speaking strength into the people and was actually opening up the gates for the work to be done and was actually ratifying the work because it was coming down from the court of God. And they realized that the prophets were a threat. So in the time of Nehemiah 6, leaders are going to realize that what prophets are speaking are true and that they are a threat. Now, I'm not saying what every prophet is saying right now is true, because some of it's coming from their soul and coming from junk intel that they are feasting on and calling it prophecy. Our source is supposed to be the Lord. That's our source. You're supposed to keep your vessel as pure as possible, so the words of the Lord can flow through it. But Nehemiah 6, time in Nehemiah 6, right? Setting meetings to ambush, to destroy leaders, but also turning the attention to the prophets as an actual threat. Nehemiah 6, 8 through 9. I sent a message to him saying, such things as you are saying have not been done. You are inventing them in your own mind. This is Nehemiah talking. For they all wanted to frighten us, thinking they will become discouraged with the work and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. That's a wonderful prayer for President Trump and his cabinet. Now, O God, strengthen my hands. Ron DeSantis, you need to pray that right now too. Because they're going to try to ambush you with the meeting also. And I'm saying that by unction of the Holy Spirit right now, real time. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be alert and cautious at all times, that the enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. They were trying to instill fear in Nehemiah and the people to stop the work. This was the tactic, because a roaring lion, doesn't say the enemy comes in like a quiet lion, like a stalking lion. He comes in like a roaring lion. When a lion enters a territory, it roars, and it roars to not only announce its presence and take dominion, but to instill fear in everything in that territory. That confusion hits and everything scatters. That's why lions come into territories and roar. The devil doesn't come into you quiet. He doesn't sneak up on you. He comes in loud and proud, because pride was his original sin. And he makes a ruckus to instill fear in you. And we have been given dominion and power and authority through Christ Jesus to trample the young lion and the cobra. To trample the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we shall trample underfoot. Psalm 91. When the enemy comes in roaring, you roar louder. When he comes in trying to cause trouble, you praise the Lord even more. You take the authority you've been given through Christ Jesus and the word of God, and you legally show him that he has no legal stance to be in that territory making a ruckus. They only dealt with him like this in Washington, D.C. You would see a lot of change happen there, spiritually and in the natural. They bade him to come to a meeting, Nehemiah. These are foreign enemies. Do you know Amalek was one of them? Do you know Amalek was involved in the baiting of this meeting? They baited him to come to a meeting with a false accusation to get him in his flesh. And the meeting was really an ambush in order to kill Nehemiah. To stop the work. Why do they want to take President Trump out right now? To stop the work in the nation. And had Nehemiah gone and not caught himself and the Holy Spirit not arrested him to realize what they were doing, he would have gone to that meeting and they would have killed him and the work would have stopped. They would have been scattered and that place would have lied in ruins. It's very similar situation what we find ourselves in. President Trump's answer should be, I'm too busy doing a good work here. I can't come. You want to meet with me? You come to my territory. Nehemiah never told them they couldn't come up there and meet with him. They were trying to lure him to a territory that the enemy had legal ratification in, trying to lure him into the territory where the enemy felt he had legal rights to invoke premature death. Nehemiah 6, 10 through 12. When I went into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was confined at home, he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple and let us shut the doors of the temple because they are coming to kill you. Let's go to the house of God and shut the doors, Nehemiah, because they're coming to kill you and they're coming to kill you at night. That's the warning for President Trump. They're not going to do it in the daytime again. They're coming at night. But I said, should a man like me flee? Should someone like me enter the temple to save his life? I will not go. Verse 12, then I realized that God had not sent him, but he spoke this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. There are some people right now who are claiming to be prophets that are really puppets for Sanballats and Tobias, speaking falseness to make it believable, to bait those into harm that the Lord never ratified be harmed. Those who were hired to get close to Nehemiah, to act like they were protecting him, but instead, they were really positioning him for the ambush. And because Nehemiah was submitted to the Lord, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, James 4, 7. And humbled before him, he discerned by the Spirit of the Lord what was happening. This is why when leaders are too much in their flesh, it deafens their spiritual ears, and they can't be arrested like this by the Holy Spirit to not go, because the enemy makes so much noise. It deafens the Holy Spirit shouting, stop! Deafens it. James 4, 7, and we're in the 47th presidency. I have a clip I want to play for you. We're going to play two clips tonight. This is the first one, and then I'm going to continue on here. So we want to play this clip for you. About James 4, 7, and then we'll go on from there. As President Trump is the 47th president, as James 4, 7 says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee with you. I'm going to say this too, and this just came to me by way of perceive of the Holy Spirit, which just dropped in my spirit. That's James 4, 7. J.D. Vance's first name is James. James David Vance. That scripture is for you too right now. J.D. Vance. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil who has gone out as a tempter before you, and he will flee from you. It's James 4, 7. That's not a mistake. That is for both of them right now for different reasons. Resisting without submitting is nothing more than rebellion. Rebellion is birthed and brought forth from pride. Pride is the announcer of destruction. The lifeline of destruction is rebellion. They all work together. This is all happening between Purim 2025 and Purim 2026, both marked by blood moons. Blood moons. And what I'm about to tell you has to do with this. And I want to show you this. Macron, at the end of December, said it would be useful for France to reach out to Moscow for talks. All of a sudden, in December, France wants to talk to Russia. After this, in January 2026, Macron rejects the peace board invitation from President Trump. While this is happening, Russia's ally Iran is on the verge of collapse. This happening between the two blood moons, both marking Purim. Purim having to do with the Book of Esther, all occurred in Iran. Russia loses a key ally when Iran collapses, and a key asset. While this is happening, the USS Abraham Lincoln, of all ships, of all names, of all times, the USS Abraham Lincoln was moved from the South China Sea, I believe it was, to the Middle East to be positioned because of Iran. Abraham Lincoln was not only a liberator of the oppressed, and he was a wartime president, but he was assassinated for totally upending the system of the deep state of that time. Now I'm going to show you this. Ready for this? Nations, France, Emmanuel Macron, Russia, Vladimir Putin, United States, Donald John Trump. From the combination of these leaders and what you see happening right now, you can spell this. Purim, decree, destruction, reversal, pride, Leviathan, assassination attempt. From this, and all the movement, and these two trying to form an alliance now to turn on this one, from all of this, you can spell exactly what we see unfolding. Purim, decree, destruction, reversal, pride, Leviathan, assassination attempt. It is this pride that causes this decrees of destruction to go out, that then is the announcer and opens the gate for this, the assassination attempt. It is no accident that the USS Abraham Lincoln is the one that was chosen and that was moved into position in this time. That's why we need to intercede and pray, because we as the church have been given power and authority from on high to dismantle sophisticated arguments in high places, to destroy the works of darkness and iniquity, to cause altars to catch fire and scatter, to intercede and speak into the vein of the plans and plots of the enemy and scatter and destroy them and bring them to nothing. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. That is what the word of God says. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Now, I want to show you another clip, because last week, the Lord started me on pride. It was early last week. It might have been a little before that. He started having me talk about this. And so we're going to play that clip for you now, and then we're going to come back and talk. And this is why President Trump has to be so careful, because pride is the announcer. Pride comes in first and is the litigator and gets you to agree with its arguments and its litigation. So then it can legally get ratified, the destruction to come. This is why President Trump has to be so careful when dealing with Greenland, when dealing with Iran, when dealing with Europe, because pride is a litigator and pride is a persuader, and pride is a persecutor, and pride is a peddler of phoniness and puffed up facts. To get those aligned with a false reality that brings destruction, That is what it does. And that's why you're watching Canada align with China. That's why you're watching Denmark puff up about Greenland. That's why you're watching Europe assemble troops when it comes to Greenland and what's happening. This is why you're watching the covenant that was made in New York City and what's happening in New York City happen. Because pride came in and litigated it first. All of it. And this is why that has to be evicted from the White House. Because pride will be the announcer and tell destruction when to come. And that was from a week ago when the Lord had me say that. 1 week ago, January 20th, 2026. I will tell you, the devil is very crafty about how he does things. And he offers men power with a big old chain attached to it. And the devil has the ear of certain individuals in the administration who are in fairly close proximity, who are spiritually blind, who have hardened their hearts, and therefore cannot see the spiritual trap set that cause physical consequence. And they, because of pride, are goading President Trump into decisions in areas that are causing a trajectory where pride in this time, in this season, will attempt to announce and open the gate of destruction over the leadership of this nation in order to birth forth a premature nation-altering plan. I will say this too, as well. There are those around President Trump that are attempting to whittle him down to divide Israel as well. This issue is attached to a covenant and an active covenant of Almighty God that was ratified between Almighty God and Abraham in the book of Genesis. The borders in Genesis that God spoke of have not even been fully realized yet. However, if President Trump agrees to divide up the land, the terms of the covenant will be legally enforced, and there will be a great shaking within Washington, D.C., and an attack on the resources of this nation. Same for Vice President J.D. Vance. Same goes for him. They must walk circumspectly before the Lord in this issue and not let the flesh of men and the altar of intellectualism determine the terms of a biblical covenant. Do not take advice about this issue from people who do not understand the word of God in which such a covenant is spoken of and its spiritual implications that can affect the natural. Do not allow those to spearhead this issue that do not understand this. It's a trap. Would you have someone who wasn't a lawyer tell you whether legal terms in a contract are correct? Well, if you're exercising wisdom, you would not. You cannot have people who do not understand the laws of the Spirit, the terms of covenant, and the order of the court of heaven lead matters that legally have a spiritual root that are tied to a nation's existence, that are tied to the word of God, and can alter a nation and prematurely open gates that lead to events way before their time. And I know there's controversy about how Israel was founded, but if God can use a Persian pagan king named Cyrus to build his temple, he can use wicked men however he wants to raise up a nation. This is the time of attempting to activate what is premature in desperation in order to alter a timeline and bring forth premature assignments of darkness and of destruction that are being unknowingly aligned and ratified by the actions of ignorant and prideful men and women. Strange fire on strange altars. I would also carefully watch the language and the actions of the Shah's son, Reza Pahlavi. Carefully watch what he says and then what he does. I will tell you too, AI, artificial intelligence, is attempting to become the premier false prophet and permeate the White House. I'm telling you, its voice and influence is teetering on the edge of having way too much of a hold. We have to be careful and walk circumspectly with these things before the Lord, especially when he puts us in the position we're in. We don't have the luxury to not care what God thinks because God put you in that position. And it is your business to be humble enough and to be discerning enough to go before him and listen to how he feels and what he thinks. 1 Samuel 15:22 through 26, because we're in the year 2026. Now, about a month ago, I heard Troy Black use part of this scripture, and I decided to dig a little deeper into it. And I want to talk to you about this for a moment, because this is prophetic also for the time we're in. 1 Samuel 15:22 through 26. Samuel the prophet says, "Has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience to the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." This is what was being said in the weight of heaven's court. If you hold it up to this scripture, in the weight of heaven's court, what President Trump and his cabinet have sacrificed does not hold the weight and testimony that obedience to the voice of the Lord and his commands holds before the throne of Almighty God. What President Trump and his cabinet have sacrificed, and I'm not saying they haven't, because they've sacrificed a lot, some of them, does not hold the weight and testimony that obedience to the voice of the Lord and his commands before the throne of Almighty God. That's what Samuel was saying to Saul as well. For rebellion is as the sin of divination or witchcraft, and disobedience is as serious false religion and idolatry. Disobedience is the same as idolatry, because you are worshiping yourself and your choices above what God has told you to do. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you as king. Verse 24, then Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the command of the Lord in your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." The people of that land became Saul's idol. He feared them and obeyed their voice over the voice of the Lord. Verse 25, now please pardon my sin and return with me so that I may worship the Lord. Please look the other way and act like I didn't do this and come validate me before the people. That's what he's asking for. Verse 26, because we're in the year 2026. But Samuel said to Saul, "I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel." Verse 27, as Samuel turned to go away, Saul grabbed the hem of his robe, and it tore, signaling the physical tearing in the spirit of the kingdom away from Saul. Being we're in the year 2026, that verse, verse 26, but Samuel said to Saul, "I will not return with you, for you've rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel," should make leaders tremble and humble themselves before the Lord. For this will be the year of the Lord rejecting leaders who have rejected the word of the Lord and his commands. This is also the year of the midterms. Let that sink in. That's 1 Samuel 15:26, and 2026 is the midterms. Let that sink into how the Lord is going to deal with Congress and the administration if they reject the word of the Lord because they feared the people. Speaker Johnson, if you fear the people and the congressmen around you, the Lord is going to reject you. He is. Saul feared the people, and he transgressed the command of the Lord. This is also how leaders of other nations who have transgressed the Lord will be dealt with: public rejection and then removal. Look at how many nations are following this pattern that will only intensify the further along we get in this year. Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in and puts his confidence in the Lord will be exalted and safe. The fear of man brings a snare. It brings a trap. What did Saul say? I feared the people. So he transgressed the command of the Lord. That was Saul's golden calf right there. Proverbs 29:26, because we're in the year 2026. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. Justice for man comes from the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, it is mine. It is not for leaders to abuse their power to exact. Saul did this with David, abused his power, and went from pride to rebellion to vengeance and ultimately destruction, transgressing the command of the Lord because he feared the people. And what did Samuel say in 1 Samuel 15:26? I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you for being king over Israel. That's for Netanyahu right now, too. That's for him also. 1 Samuel 15:27 through 28. As Samuel turned to go away, Saul grabbed the hem of his robe and it tore. 2026 may be the year of the rejection, but it will carry into 2027 for the physical tearing away. 1 Samuel 15:28. So Samuel said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to your neighbor who is better than you. That's 1 Samuel 15:28, and 2028 is our next election. Let that sink in too. The Lord has torn the kingdom from you and given it to your neighbor who is better than you. That 1 Samuel 15:23 through 28 is for this time, and it's for this season. And we have to seriously pray that the eagerness of fleshly men does not cause President Trump to fear the people and transgress the command of the Lord. We need to intercede and pray for that. Somebody else we need to intercede and pray for. And I received this on January 15th, 2026. I have it time stamped. I also put a short out about it. John Fetterman. Senator John Fetterman. You need to intercede and pray that an attempt on his life is dismantled. Because he is a wrench in the plans they have made in Pennsylvania and in Congress right now. Intercede and pray, and the plot will be exposed and his life will be spared. The Lord is working on that man's heart. The Lord has been calling that man. The Lord has been letting the weight of conviction fall on that man. He may not be talking about this, but that's going on. And you need to pray for him as well in the middle of all of this. But the Lord is having me say these things because he doesn't want to see the premature assignment the enemy is attempting to birth forth as he comes in like a roaring lion. The Lord does not want to see that come to pass. And this is why, as the good shepherd, he warns the sheep to turn back. When the sheep are going where they shouldn't go, the shepherd goes out after them and redirects them back. You know how the shepherd does it? By force. By a rod, by a physical object, by physically moving them, by touching them and turning them the other way. He uses force. And we need to intercede and pray because the enemy is really trying to muddy up the situation by all the flesh and the pride that has gotten in to the hearts of men and women who are in close proximity to the president. And we as the church, as the watchman, can see this coming, can intercede and pray and watch these plans exposed, these meetings exposed, these ambushes exposed, those with nefarious intentions that are in positions they shouldn't be in exposed. That's our job. We can't rest on our laurels and say President Trump has got this. The man right now is getting a full court press from the kingdom of darkness to goad him in his own pride and his flesh to come out into fights and meetings God did not ordain him to fight or go to. And we as the church have been given the power and authority to intercede, expose the works of darkness and iniquity, expose the plans of the enemy, and dismantle them in the name of Jesus Christ. We have been given that power and authority from on high. And we need to do that. We need to do that. So we're going to pray quickly and end this with prayer. Because us coming together, if one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000 to flight, how much more can tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people coming together do? You know, if some people on the other side of the aisle and these media personalities that don't like Christians stop putting the filth out of their mouth and actually started praying for leaders, they would see a change in their own miserable lives as well. Pride cometh before destruction. Destruction can't come unless pride's presence exists. So let's pray. And humble ourselves before the Lord with this and just intercede momentarily here. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you tonight, Lord. Father, we humble ourselves before you, Father God, knowing that you are the potter, we are merely just the clay, that we are the dust of the earth without your breath of life breathed into us, Father God. Lord, that we are sinful, Father God, that we needed a Savior who is Jesus Christ, Father God. We acknowledge that immense sacrifice before your throne of Christ coming to this earth, becoming the Passover Lamb, and paying the full price and reconciling us back to you and overturning the case against man on appeal in the court of heaven. Father, your word says that the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man do indeed availeth much. That those who come to the Lord must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That we have been given power and authority from on high to trample upon serpents and scorpions against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt us. That our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles and the schemings of the devil. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bring the leadership of this nation before you, Father God. Lord, there's a lot of things being said. There's a lot of accusations being made. There's a lot of words and noise and distraction that's going out there. And Father, we humbly pray for our leaders. You say in your word that we have to commit to praying for our leaders. Not that we have to agree with them and everything they do, but we must pray for them because the task they have is difficult. It is treacherous. It is hard, Father. And Lord, we bring President Trump, Lord. We bring the cabinet before you. We bring the vice president even before you, Father God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, search their hearts, O God. And any iniquity, Father God, that is found, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that by your power and conviction, it is cleansed of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask right now that pride is given an injunction this night before your court. that our pride has attempted to be a purveyor, a persuader, a tempter when it comes to the president and the vice president and the cabinet and even the president's sons. How pride has been a tempter and a purveyor and a tiller of what is fleshly. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that be purged from the ranks in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, anyone that has made it an idol, let that altar be destroyed and scattered by fire in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Anybody that has raised an altar of pride in the White House, Father God, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let that altar be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, you give strength to the humble. You resist the proud. You give strength to the humble. Father, we ask for that cloak of humility, Father God, to be placed upon them in this time, that you would humble them before you, Father God, that you would bring them to their knees, Father God, that they realize they're being goaded into fights and meetings and the flesh, that Satan is attempting to lure them in to a fight that they have been not called to enter. That you say, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It is mine. Show them that, Lord. Give them eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Create in them a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within them. Cast them not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from them. Restore unto them the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within them, Father God. Father, open their eyes that they may see. Remove the scales from their eyes, Father God. Let them hear your voice, know your voice, and as strangers, they will not follow. Arrest them, Father God. If they are going in a direction you don't want them to go this night in the name of Jesus Christ, arrest them by the Holy Spirit. Stop them in their tracks. Open their eyes. Let them see the way of treachery and let them turn back because their shepherd has gone out after them. Father, we praise you, Father God, that you are the good shepherd, that you are merciful, Father God, that your mercies are new every day, that you're abounding in loving kindness. Father, we are supposed to intercede against plots and plans, not pray against the men that are the vehicle, but intercede against the spirits, for our battle is not against flesh and blood. But some in the church in this hour have even forgotten this. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. That's where we war. That's where the court battle is fought. That is the point of contention. That is where reversals happen. That is where ratification occurs. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would send your holy warring angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the leadership of this nation right now, Father God, Lord, and to by force, if they have to, knock them back if they are going in a direction you don't want them to go. Father, meetings and ambushes that are being set, publicly expose the inner workings and contents of the plan, the meeting, the place, the time, the plot, down to the very minute. Expose it, Father. Expose it tonight, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Make a public spectacle, Father God, of these powers that want to use men as puppets to do such treachery and such wickedness and such harm. Father, obedience is better than sacrifice. We ask you so, the president, the cabinet, his family, that in this season, that obedience to you is far more precious and more excellent than any sacrifice they could make. Because no matter the sacrifice, if you're still walking in rebellion, if you're still resisting without submitting, the sacrifice is trampled. The sacrifice is null and void. The sacrifice is not valid. Show them that obedience is better than sacrifice. Give them wisdom from on high that supersedes the intellectual voices around them to see what he should be signing, what President Trump should be signing, what he should delay, what he should not sign, what he should reject. The altar of intellectualism, let it be destroyed and scattered by fire in the White House in the name of Jesus Christ. And let your altar, Father God, and the blood of Jesus Christ, which speaks far more of excellent things than the blood of Abel, be what covers that place, Father. Let it cover it, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we praise you and we thank you, Lord. And Father, any plots being formed of assassinations, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power and authority we've been given through Christ Jesus, we command the inner workings of that assassination plot to be exposed now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the burden of conviction to come upon those involved in the attempt, that they scatter and that they flee. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the time and the place and the people and the method and the weapon of choice be exposed for this attempt, Father God. We call forth its exposure now in the name of Jesus Christ before the throne of God. Let it be ratified this day, Lord, that this day is being overturned and exposed. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you drop a boundary, put it in the way of the president, Father God, that he does not cross it. We praise you, Father God. We thank you, Father. We ask, Father God, you continue to protect him and his family and his children and his grandchildren, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, Lord, that restraining orders be issued from your court against the works of darkness that want to harm his family in order to get him into a place of bitterness and vengeance. Let restraining orders be issued this night by order of the court of God. We ask, Father God, humbly before your throne, your holiness, and your majesty. Father, we praise you and we thank you, Father God. We praise you for all you have done. We don't deserve it, Father God. We're not entitled to any of this, Father God. We're not entitled to what you do for us, Father God. We could never repay the gift of your son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for us. And we humbly thank you and praise you this day for every blessing, for every mercy, Father God, for every day that you give us, Father God. Help us to be able to command that day, Father God, that the enemy may not come in like a roaring lion and feast upon it. We praise you, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord. We give you all the glory, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I felt that. I really, really felt that. Praise the Lord. That had to be released. I felt the release of it when I was done. And when you feel the release of it, that means it has gone forth in the realm of the spirit to begin to accomplish what it has set out to do. Praise Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's all I can say right now is all glory be to God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. Thank you, Jesus, because let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Okay, we're going to put up for you real quick. We're going to transition here our social media handles as we transition. We got to land this plane, guys. We got to land the plane. So we're starting our descent. Please put your seat backs in your upright position and please buckle your seatbelts as we get ready to land this broadcast. Okay. Social media handles. If you could subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It helps us a great deal. We're very grateful for our Ark of Grace family. As you can see, Rumble, YouTube, TikTok are all Ark of Grace Ministries. Telegram is at Ark of Grace News. Truth Social is Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. We are also on the Faith and Freedom Network. We are on bbsradio.com as Ark of Grace Ministries and pray.com as Amanda Grace Ark of Grace Ministries. We also have an Ark of Grace app. You can go to your app store and search Ark of Grace, and you can download it for free. And we broadcast live on there, as well as put up all the shorts and broadcasts on the Ark of Grace app. So we praise the Lord for that, and we praise the Lord for all he's given us with that. Also, the newsletter, we have a free newsletter. And if you would like to get the quarterly newsletter, you can go to arcofgrace.org, and you'll see two buttons on the front page, and you can click on the newsletter sign up button, or you could go to arcofgrace.org/newsletter. That makes it even easier. Thank you. So you could do one or the other. We're giving you multiple ways to accomplish this, people, tonight, but it's a free newsletter. We would love to keep in touch with you and keep in touch with all the happenings at the Ark. So we hope you go sign up for that. We also put out text blasts. So if you put your phone number in, we do send out text blasts as well. So if you get a text blast from us, it is us. So don't panic, people, because the first time it happened, you all panicked. But no, it is us. So all glory be to God. Okay, two more things before we end tonight. We're just going to put up My Pillow. This is Duchess approved. Oh, the My Pillows are very durable pet beds, let me tell you. But you could go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC to save quite a bit of money on My Pillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They have amazing slippers. They have robes. They have towels. They have amazing sheets. They have mattress toppers that are incredible as well. So you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARC. And we're going to put up Rafa. There goes Cyrus. I think Esther took out the planter with the pine in it. Yeah, I saw that go down during the broadcast. This is Rafa. Myself and Dr. Sherwood came up with this together. It is for women. We would love to do a Rafa for men too, but this is a Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. And the Lord has put things in this earth in order to help heal us and help strengthen our bodies. And so this particular supplement helps with what we as women go through and is tailored to our systems. So if anything you see on the screen you have struggled with, you might want to try Rafa and try the supplement and see how it works for you. We get wonderful testimonials about it as well. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, scroll down and you'll see Rafa and you can click on it. Cyrus, come on, come on. We're going to end. You're going to come up, say hi to the world. Thank you. Okay. And we're going to end. This is where we're going to end tonight, everyone. This broadcast was a little long, but praise the Lord, we got through it. So I want to encourage you in the word. So God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. The word is living and active and current for every generation, and we have to speak it. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. We say those scriptures every single day. I speak them because death and life are in the power of the tongue. The scripture is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. We're meant to speak it. Also, we have other Psalms there for you as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, because Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray this way. That came straight from the throne room of God. The order to that prayer is what is so crucial and important for our prayer life, that we walk circumspectly before the Lord and we come before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords the way he deserves to be come to and praised. So please, we encourage you in that as well. We will be back on later on the week. It'll either be Thursday or Friday. Most likely it will be Thursday. So we will announce and we will be putting out other shorts as well. So thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team for doing such an amazing job tonight. Thank you for all of you who watch. Continue to pray and intercede. Make it daily. Pray and intercede right now in the time we are in. So God bless everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. Maha is officially here, and the wellness company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the wellness company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.